Okay, the tape is rolling.
Okay.
So, it's December 18th at 17th at 4:30, and this is the Community and Human Relations Committee. Mark Luthke is the chair, and we just received a call from him, and he is madly dashing from out of town and anticipates arriving at this meeting a few minutes late. Otherwise, sitting at this table in the meeting are Sandy Hussman, myself, Katie Capellini, and Patrick Richardson. Mark instructed us to start the meeting without him, and he would arrive.
You guys all good?
Yes, okay. As soon as possible. So I am going to, he said the first interview was with Mike Jones. So I'm going to step out in the hallway and get Mike Jones.
For our 21-year-old's birthday, well, brunch actually, and all the guys had checked shirts on. It was so funny.
That's funny. They're in.
They're in, obviously. Yeah. Except my husband, so I'm everyone. He had a plain blue one on, of course.
I'm following you. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
But appropriate.
Mike Jones.
Hi.
Hi.
Sandy, we met.
Patrick.
His
Patrick
mother's
Michael
name
Jones.
Is Sandy, so
yes.
We're in.
Oh, very nice.
So I cannot forget that.
There you go.
How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Great.
Good.
So typically this Mark Luthke must have called you first.
Yes.
He typically chairs this meeting.
Okay.
And he was out of town and madly dashing back into town, and he asked me to start the meeting because he didn't want anybody to be sitting and waiting.
I appreciate that, because I have a hard date with my son at about 5 o'clock, so I
Let's
need to get there.
Thing.
Yeah.
So, you were the only person that submitted your resume within the time frame that we posted. So
if this isn't a good conversation, we're all in trouble.
So this is a good conversation. You are automatically, I don't know if I can use that word, but you're... our only candidate.
You have made the grade.
You
have
yes.
Yes.
There were three or four other candidates that submitted their resumes late.
Okay.
So we reopened the window for the other seat, for the other people to reapply.
Sure.
But you're in the safe zone.
Yeah, great.
Yes. So,
great.
We still want to talk to him, right?
Yes. Yes. Well, before we appoint, you're not excused, but we just decided we should invite everybody here.
Sure.
Since we're appointing you, and we were just excited
like to
meet you.
You'd like to put a name with a face. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so...
Shoot away.
You were a Northview hockey coach at one point.
I was a Northview hockey coach at one point, yep.
And so...
For how long?
About 8 years. So I took Jim Cooper's job in 2008, and I gave up the job after the 16 season. So 8 years.
Okay. Yeah. And is the year 2014 familiar to you?
It's very memorable to me. Yes. They all are. Some take on better memories than others.
Yes.
But yes, that was one that...
The seven overtimes, my memory.
It was.
Me, right?
And my father's in town from Florida for the holidays. And came up, side story, came over yesterday and the boys were playing mini hockey sticks in the house. And I said, boys, come on up. It's time to eat. And they said, but Dad, it's tied. Can we just see who wins? And my dad looked at me and says, you're pretty comfortable with ties, aren't you? And I said, yep, tie it is. Come on up.
Yeah,
so, yes.
That was fun.
It
was crazy.
It was crazy.
So what inspired you to apply for the Sage Harbor?
Yeah, so I know I have intimate relationships with Dave Spies. I think, and by the way, guys, if I say something off, it's never going to be off color, but if I'm just going to speak my mind, okay?
That's exactly why we invited you here.
Yeah, great.
That's right.
You don't have anything to worry about.
Great.
You already have the position.
Dave Spies is, I think, one of the neatest men I've met, and I just love everything he stands for. I love who he is. He has tried to get me involved on a couple other occasions, and it just, timing's a funny thing, right? Mm-hmm. With three little boys and a career on my own. George France also was very active in sitting me down for lunch and or dinner and saying, hey, Mike, would you seriously consider this? Because there's some positions open, and quite frankly, I've served with him in other varieties, if you will, and mm-hmm. he thinks that I would be a benefit to the board and just bring a, I don't know what to say, but yeah, I'd bring a different perspective. I'm never one to bring a brash or aggressive perspective per se, but I've been in and around Sylvania for most of my whole life, about 32 years of my 42 years. I love it here. I moved back here for a reason. It's to be back in this community and be in these schools and be a part of this community. So not everything I say is popular. Went in group discussions because mm-hmm. I don't want to just come in every single meeting and just do the same thing over and over again. I raise a family here. I love it mm-hmm. here. And I can tell you which one of my three sons will end up raising a family here as well. And he's only 8. But I want this to be a great place for my kids who are 8, 6, and 4. And more importantly, I want it to be a great place for their families if they choose to live here. And it's funny, the Northview hockey thing came up because the Northview hockey coach called me this morning. He said, Michael, I need you. And I said, what can I do? And he said, I need you to come approach my team and just talk to them. And I was thinking about that through work, through my drive to work today. And I thought, okay, I don't want to talk to them about wins or losses or keep your head up. I want to really talk to them about what's the legacy you're going to leave at this high school. And that, I tell you that because what's the legacy I can leave, not on a billboard or not on a plaque somewhere, but I guess just within my own four walls of my household and in my family. And I think it's important to serve. I want my kids to see me serve and serve something bigger than myself. And so that's why I decided that I thought it was probably an appropriate time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do your kids play rec sports right now, or they play hockey, or are they...
Little of both. So my wife and I were back-to-back coaches of the year, and we named ourselves coaches of the year for rec soccer. Nice. 1 year, I think we won 2 games, so we were far from the coaches of the year, but we had a blast doing it. Mm-hmm. So both have been in both. The older two boys have been involved in rec soccer, rec hockey as well, and Michael, my 8-year-old, is off doing the Sylvania North Stars thing. So currently still within the rec's four walls to some degree. And therein lie some of the conversations I've had with George. To show up to a rec soccer game and not have a referee show up isn't a big deal, because my wife and I are, my wife coached volleyball at Northview for years.
Mm-hmm. What's her name?
Her name's Emily Jones.
Okay.
And she was definitely my better half. But not a big deal, because we're type A's and we just go, hey, grab a whistle, or I'll mm-hmm. say, hey, the ball's out of bounds, and we'll get back to playing. But certainly not the perception we want from the other residents of our city that go, oh, well, a ref didn't show up today. One time something like that happens, not a big deal. When that's habitual week over week, it's a
that's
problem.
That's how we feel with our chair not being here tonight.
Yeah, that's fair.
Kidding, Mark.
That's fair. And then to be, again, just giving you my mind and my thoughts and my heart, we elected not to play baseball at the rec last year.
Because?
Of just some folks with, I'm 42 and these are my babies, and so I'm a little later than some of the people we associate with and some of the circle of friends that we have. And I would say just not as organized, and I guess I'll just leave it there. Not as organized as maybe it could be or should be, and or...
Were they going to play rec or Mavericks?
They were going to play rec. And so we're going to see what happens this year. I am trying to actively recruit some folks back to the rec, because I know, and you very well may know this, but there's a lot of Sylvania families that go up to Bedford to play their youth baseball. I grew up at Memorial Field on Friday nights, and it was the coolest thing in the world. And you'd go to, I can't remember the name of the place anymore, in Haymarket Square, but you'd go there afterwards for your ice cream. And I'd love nothing more for my kids to pull up to Memorial Field on a Friday night and play for the Highland Hawks now. I certainly am not going to come in here and change that overnight, but I'd love the opportunity to try to continue to move the needle. And before I go any further, look, our rec department does a wonderful job. The entity as a whole, they do great things. I think the TAMO board, and I have some biases there, do great things. So I don't think anybody needs to come in here and put a sledgehammer to it and deconstruct it to rebuild the whole thing from the ground up. But I do think some tweaks here or there could make it a better product.
Good point. My son went through the baseball program.
Okay.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Katie sits, she's our council rep on the Sage Yard board.
Great.
So you'll be seeing more of her, and you guys can work together on these things.
Yeah. And that's great.
So,
and then Tuesday morning at 7:30, you know that, right?
I do. Tom Klein already has me up at some Tuesdays at 7 a.m. He decides.
So are you already on, you're not already on the TAMO board, are you?
I'm not. So I'm the president of Sci-Hi. It's essentially the hockey uh-huh. arm of the TAMO mm-hmm. piece. And with that duty comes me presenting quite often at the TAMO board meetings, such as, hey, we need more space, or they just like an update to hear how the hockey side of things is doing.
Would you stay on that if Sage Yard progressed?
Sci-Hi?
Mm-hmm.
It'd take an awful lot for me not to do that.
So when you're on the Sage Yard board, then some people get appointed to TAMO board,
right?
And then some people to the rec. So
I would, so yeah. Could do the I guess I would think it would probably be TAMO.
That's what I was thinking too, with all of your hockey experience and mm-hmm. the TAMO board right now is like an older group.
Yes.
And they could use. And Tom Klein's a great guy, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I found out you either love Tom and you get along with him real well, or you just doesn't always match up. But Tom and I have you take the shirt off my back for me, and I do the same for him.
I like Tom. All right.
Well, before you showed up, I tried to check with my connection with hockey, which is Mike Marciniak.
Okay.
But I did not get his response back about you. What would Mike be saying about you?
Yes, can we end the conversation, please?
That's what he would say.
And he'd say, yes, please move forward. I'm busy. Can I move on with my day?
Good.
And please don't take that out of context as I'm saying that. I think that doesn't, that sounds a little...
No, it doesn't.
It could sound arrogant for that matter. I think Mike is salt of the earth, and
he's one of the older ones that
yes,
he was
is.
Talking about.
But and I have a wonderful relationship with Mike.
He was our first son-in-law's, who is deceased. It was Mike is his dad, and so we're very close to Mike, and he's very close to hockey.
He is, and as heated as that place can get on a Friday night, he and I always had respect for each other.
Yeah, Well, you're from Northview, and he's St. Francis. So
that's right.
You know that. That's
but we
a problem
both realized
right there, right?
It's a kid's game, and we're here to help serve kids, and
the result is
the result.
He's a good man. So
yeah.
The other thing I like about you on paper is that you went to Bowling Green. I have a granddaughter playing volleyball on a full ride at Bowling
Very
Green
neat.
Out right
Very
now.
Neat.
But she went to Bedford
because
that's where they live up there. So
sure.
She had a good volleyball coach there.
What was her club team? Do you remember?
Premier.
Yeah.
I sure do.
Yeah. So my wife was a Premier, and she went to Eastern and played. And then my sister-in-law was Premier.
Eastern just
she went to
beat
Michigan.
The crap out of us.
Did they? Okay, we'll talk about that next time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that another time.
That's
We're
fair.
Getting sidetracked. I'm getting sidetracked. I tend to do that when I get excited about somebody, and I'm excited about that you're going to move
that.
Forward on this board. And so you... you're good on paper, you're good in person.
Thank you.
Check.
Do we need any kind of a motion here or procedurally?
Doesn't hurt. I mean, it's better to have a motion when you didn't need one versus the other way around.
We don't have to do anything. Here you go.
Start the process over, right?
No. Good to see you. So sorry.
That's okay.
Apologies to you and to my counsel.
Please don't apologize to me. I get it.
We were... We tarried a little too long in South Haven, Michigan this morning.
No problem.
You know.
No problem. Anything on your minds?
Well,
we're just wrapping up.
Are you with us?
Yeah.
You know, I've heard a lot of good things about you in the community.
Thank you.
I'm sure you talked a little bit about some of your thoughts about how you would engage the committee, the Sage Yard board, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit. So whether I'm starting a new coaching position or a new board position or a new professional position, Bob LeClaire, who was my boss downtown with Fifth Third, gave me a book called The First 60 Days when I started on his team. And what a great read, not a long read, but what a great read, because it really talks about going in open ears, open mind, and closed mouth. Rather than coming in and trying to change a bunch of things, really just absorb what the landscape looks like. What I may lack in IQ, I think I make up for a little bit in EQ. Just trying to get the read of the room, understand people's personalities, and over time add your, you know, 2 cents to the conversation and where you think you can make a difference. But certainly don't come in and, hey guys, I've got it all figured out, and this is the direction we should go.
Sure, sure. So
we didn't have a expansive conversation.
Okay,
on
but that's
that,
good. That's a good thing to hear.
Yeah,
you know, the other option would have been to come in and tell me the 14 things you changed first.
Sure.
That Katie has been doing for the past 5 years. And we don't want that. We like what Katie's doing.
Yes, and okay. Mr. Spies wouldn't let me do that.
There
anyway,
you go.
So.
There you go. Okay. Are you guys okay with everything else?
Yeah, we were just going to give him the gold star and make a motion to appoint him to the SageArt board, and then.
Okay.
You walked in the door.
Probably appropriate for somebody who was actually here to second that, but
second.
Okay. I vote yes.
Okay. You're in.
Yes,
great. And if you have any other questions or concerns, you obviously have my contact information. Feel free to reach out. And,
sure.
I'll answer my questions.
Just for your information, this really is sort of a pro forma conversation. We have legislation approved, which will be walked into council this evening.
Great.
And we'll vote tonight.
Great.
Okay, thank
Sounds
you so
great.
Much.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming
You're
in.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Happy holidays to everybody.
Thanks. Thanks.
To you.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, great to meet you as well.
Thanks.
Thank you. Good to see you
thank
again.
Thank you. You too.
Sandy, have a great holiday.
You too.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
I am so sorry. We just got delayed and misjudged the time.
It's all right.
I had to do a potty stop. You know, all of those things happen.
Well, those things are important.
We're going to let you slide. But no, it was fine. I mean, he's great.
He's fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
great. So Gary Summers here.
Okay. Yeah, he's out there. Yeah.
And he, you know, he has been serving for the past 2 terms as our guy.
Tape that Mark Lutke did join us a few moments ago.
Forgot we were still
Who's ever listening there. Didn't guess that from his voice.
You know, it's steady. It doesn't pay well, but it's
well, it keeps your face in the newspaper.
Steady enough.
Yeah. Well, so.
Hi, folks.
Hi.
Patrick. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks
nice
for coming.
Nice to see you. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Gary.
How are you?
Good to see you.
Sandy.
Nice to meet you. Well, so. Gary's been on this block for a while, but it occurred to us, and Patrick made us aware of this, that you haven't really had much of a face-to-face opportunity with him, and maybe with Katie. I think maybe Katie more.
Okay.
So we just thought we'd ask, just have you give a little bit of background about not only your credentials, which of course are in the materials you provided us with, but also kind of your experience on the BZA and how you see your role there.
Sure. Well, yeah. I've been on this board an awfully long time, and I don't remember how many years. Not as long as Dick, so I don't get a proclamation tonight.
No proclamation.
Moses hasn't been on the board.
But probably not Moses as well.
No.
But I've been at it a pretty long time, and I guess from a credential standpoint, I'm an attorney, and I've been that longer than I've been on this board. And I've got a real estate practice, but it's not where I spend a lot of my time. But I'm real interested in what we do here in Sylvania, and I've been serving for a while. And I think I have a pretty strong opinion about what the role is, and it's not always shared by all the members on the board, and I think that's probably one of my advantages. Again, because I'm an attorney, I know there's a rule book about what we're supposed to do in the Zoning Board of Appeals. And God bless Dick Sands. Anybody wanted anything, Dick's idea was, let's let them have it. Let's say yes, because people should be able to do whatever they want with their homes. And I get the generous sentiment that Dick expressed. But our charter tells us otherwise. We're supposed to consider variances, and there are some real specific reasons why we can. And I take those pretty seriously. It's got to be some unique condition of the land. It's got to be some particular hardship. And the sad stories that Dick used to attend, I make people make their proof. Someone says, I bought a home in the old part of Sylvania and it's only got one garage and I want two garage. Well, sorry. There's a reason the old section of town has what it has, and it had one garage when you bought it, and I don't see the hardship. So I'm the one who, if you go back and look at the voting records, I'm the one who usually votes no. Not usually votes no, but I hold people to their proofs because I think that's what we're required to do. And even if holding them to their proof doesn't mean necessarily they get denied, still, I think it's important to make people come in and make their proof and not just get a yes because they asked for it. And on any given occasion or any given application, that makes me either a people like that point of view or they don't. But I don't really see that I have much option to do other than that. I remember an exchange I had with Doug Hainem years ago when some things were coming through. It was some sign stuff, and people were looking for some help, and I said, come on, Doug, you know, people are looking for help, and we're trying to get the yes for some of our businesses in town, and maybe the requirement of 4 out of 5 to affirmative is too much. And Doug looked at me, and he said, do your job. And of course, I had a reaction to Doug speaking like that, but that's Doug. But he was right. The job is the job. It's in the code. It says why we can grant variances and what things we have to consider. And I think the job is to attend to those conditions. So that's what I do. I look real hard. I get real involved. I call the city and ask how they feel about applications. I don't consider what the city wants to do. Had a couple times when the mayor wanted something or thought it might be a good idea, and I didn't see eye to eye with the mayor on that either. That doesn't bother me. Must not bother the mayor either, because I think he's going again. Mm-hmm. But I think it's kind of a strict construction sort of requirement, and I think that the legislature has decided what the zoning rules are. And if they're not, if that's not agreeable, I don't think it's to the Zoning Board of Appeals to just waive them. I think if we find things, we should bubble them back up to the legislature and tell you if we think something needs a change. But I don't think it's on us to make changes or to work around the rules, which is kind of odd. Yeah, sorry.
I have a question.
Yeah,
before,
please.
Because I'm older, I forget things, yeah, so okay. I want to do it one. Okay, so the BZA says Board of Zoning Appeals. Mm-hmm. So they're appealing the zoning code. So when you say you follow the zoning code strictly, and I'm playing devil's advocate here,
sure.
Then is that really doing your job?
Well,
is your job perhaps to look at the zoning code and say, in this instance, you're correct, and that's why I'm here?
Well, close, but not exactly.
Okay.
I think that the zoning code is what it is, and it says whether you can have 1 or 2 car garage. It is what it is. But then the zoning code says there is a board to specifically determine if in a particular circumstance and in a case made, strict application of the code is not warranted. In the case made, hardship, unique circumstances of the property, a condition not made by the particular applicant. So I think, I don't think I'm taking liberty with the statute. I think I'm doing exactly what the statute says, because the statute says, look at them on a case-by-case basis and see if in a particular application or in a particular case, application of the code is unwarranted. So yeah, I think I'm fulfilling the very function that was expressed in the statute.
Is that helpful?
That's mm-hmm. how I see it. It's for a variance. It's for a make a case why you shouldn't follow the code. Yeah. And to consider a variance, they tell us what we consider, and that's the charge that's laid out in the charter.
You have any additional questions?
No, I'm good.
Katie?
I was just going to say thank you for, I feel like this year the board, the BZA is probably one of the like hardest ones.
You don't meet all the time. You're really on call, right?
We are on call. We're not called that often. Yeah. I mean, so much is settled here in
But when you're called, it's probably fairly tough, right?
Yeah, it's hard because people usually come in and say, I'm trying to do something or I don't want to have to do this. Yeah. And it's hard to disappoint people.
It's probably on the other emotional hand, for those people too. I mean, they're on the edge, like they really,
it is
like a do or die. And sometimes that even is harder when you're dealing with.
Remember, I live in a neighborhood that has a homeowners association, and I was on the board of trustees in the homeowners association. And some guy wanted to put up an outbuilding in the back of his yard, and it wasn't permitted. And so he made application, said, I want to do this anyways. And we said, well, it's not permitted. And he couldn't make the case why he wanted to store his lawnmowers and things. And he said, well, if you don't allow this, I'm going to move. He moved.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Patrick, what do you got?
So from what I'm hearing is that you... is it fair to say that you might vote for something because it says so in the code, even if it's against your personal belief? If you believe the guy should be allowed to have two garages, but it's against the code because he's in the old part of town, you're more likely to follow the code.
Yeah. Unless they can make
keep
a case.
Emotion out of it. Is that kind of your style, you say?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
So what was the worst situation you've had on the BCA? The one that troubled you the most, that you vacillated on the most, that...
Or you made someone cry.
No!
Every day.
No, not necessarily that, but that was really a struggle to come to what you felt was the right decision. That's one of those interview questions, isn't it?
Boy, I wish I'd had time to think about that.
Yes, I know, that's what I'm saying.
Burns with me, where I think we got to a wrong place. I suspect if you go back and ask the applicants, they'll tell you there are a bunch of them.
Of course,
but again, because I'm kind of a strict constructionist, mm-hmm. They're not that hard. Saying no isn't that hard.
Yeah.
If there's rules and parameters and something's outside the parameters. I remember most recently there's one with a great deal of disappointment. This woman who lives on Erie Street, I guess it's still Monroe Street, where that big open field is.
Mm-hmm. And the corner. Oh, I know who you're talking about already.
And she wants to live in an outbuilding that doesn't have enough setback.
Across the street from Katie.
She's been here twice over a period of 3 or 4 years, and she asked the same question, and she changed her circumstance in reliance on doing what she wanted to do without getting approval, and twice we said, you simply can't do that. And she's terribly disappointed, and the rules make that a real easy decision. But she changed her circumstance. She sold off the other property, and she did things because she thought she could just come in and make it be okay, and we said no twice. And she's seriously disappointed twice, and she brought her daughter in and they cried, and I'm sorry, but I don't...
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I couldn't do it. So, but I don't... I'm real serious. I take this real seriously.
I can tell.
But if you apply the rules and the parameters we have to work with, most decisions present themselves.
Are black and white.
At least for me.
Yes.
Do you make a point to visit the sites personally before making a ruling on them?
Absolutely. And sometimes a drive-by is sufficient. Yeah. Other times I go knock on the doors and say, hey, we're going to have a hearing on Wednesday. Can I go stomp around in your backyard? I go. Okay. I go look at everything.
Cool.
Yeah, got to. Yeah.
Okay, so unless we have anything else...
We need a motion and a second to recommend approval for the reappointment to the BZA.
I would move that we reappoint Gary Summers to the BZA.
Thank you. Second.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, that's good.
Cool. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you
no
for
problem.
Coming. Sure. Thanks for your service.
Glad to do it. Thank you. Mark, thank you very much.
If you want to go out, do you have code?
Yeah, I left a code, so I'll go back.
You can go to there.
Okay.
All right, two good people in a row.
Yeah, like that.
Okay, everyone, we have a second appointment for the BZA, Tom Reynolds. Patrick Richardson.
Hey, Patrick.
Hi.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
Same. Thanks for coming.
Katie, how you been?
Good. Good to see you.
How you been?
Good to see you.
Good.
Oh! Uh-oh. That kind of day?
Nah, you know. They're all long days, anyway.
This has all been pretty informal, and it's really an opportunity for some of us to get to know you a little bit better.
Sure.
Your famous name, of course.
About that. But
yeah.
Sure.
Maybe you could start by just telling us a little bit about why you decided to do this. You're a happily employed civilian, and you're stepping up to do some community service.
Really, the big reason is now that my youngest daughter's moved off to college and I find ourselves an empty nester. I've always been a community person. I've served this community for actually 29 and a half years with the fire department. And ready to just move and just look at some other options. And I know the appeals board is not heavily, it's an important role, but not heavily used. So I'm just kind of getting my feet wet and like to try be a little more involved in the community aspect of what we have to do. Doing construction, running my own construction business, just felt it was a nice little fit for getting started. So that's why I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions for Tom?
Have you ever been on the other side of a board of zoning appeals? Have you ever? You
have know, I asked for?
Yeah.
Appeals?
Have you ever had to put up a fence and
yep.
go to them
yep.
and all
when
that
I
good stuff?
When I put a garage at my house, we had asked for zoning appeals. Asked to ask for extension encroachment of 3 feet onto my neighbor's property. So we had to go through that process.
What was that experience like?
Actually, smooth, except for the. Waiting for the meeting times, you know. Of course, we'd like to be done way, but we have to wait for the meeting what times to come. And once, you know, it was fine. It was easy. And then once we had put up fence too, we went through it. But that was my own personal experience. But that was.
Have you ever had any clients, like building clients, that you like?
We have not had any issues. We never had to go through any appeals for any of the, personal projects that I've done on the construction side. We've come here through pulling permits, but mm-hmm. we never had to go for any appeals. So the only one I've had was my personal when we did our extension in our garage. So.
Sandy, anything?
Well, I don't know that I have anything specific. That was my question, too, if you'd had,
mm-hmm.
And your business had any personal experience with that. I'm glad your personal experience actually was a good experience,
yes.
you said, when you worked
yes.
through the system, and so you saw how it worked and,
mm-hmm.
and all of that, and you feel like that would be a good fit for you going forward,
yep.
obviously, or you wouldn't be here. So
you're going to go on to a board that's been in place as the group of folks that are there for some time now, right? This is a group of people who have worked well together, and you're the new guy. Which is probably not a situation you find yourself in much these days, right?
Yeah.
But talk a little bit about how you think you might approach it coming into a new situation like that. First 90 days. That
being the new guy and obviously probably not knowing him very well. It's like anything. I got to listen and pay attention and learn how the process or how they gel together and figure out how I can work in there. So that's the biggest important thing for me is just listening right off the bat. Like you said, they've been together for a while. Things work well. So just find my place where I can contribute.
Mm-hmm.
So really a lot
if you believe really strongly in a particular position and all of the other BZA members are not on the same side, does that affect the way you think about things?
I will tell you, I'm not afraid to speak my mind. So as long as it's done in a professional manner and I have come back with facts to either create a debate or a dialogue where we can discuss it, I'm not off the cuff, you know, but if I feel that there's something that's being missed, then I have no problem bringing it up for a discussion to make sure either I'm missing something or the group is missing something. So, but I also realize I'm not going to come in to shake a bunch of trees and make waves right off the bat. But if I feel, if I truly feel something is a zoning issue and is not of the best interest either by either the community or the resident who's asking for it, I'm not afraid to create a discussion environment.
Okay. So not necessarily a go-along kind of guy?
If it's correct and the right thing to do, I'll go along. I don't know how you want me to answer that.
No, I think that's all, in my own mind, all we could ask for.
Well, if it's a client and you're building a house for them or building something for them, then they're right all the time, right?
So, not always.
This, no, but,
I find myself, if everything I do, it has to be the right thing to do. So as long as it's the right thing, it can be backed by facts, and it's the correct thing to do, I don't have any problems.
Okay.
So.
Anything else for Tom?
Well, not necessarily for Tom, but I'm thinking of him as being the new person there. Do we encourage, like, him to get the zoning code and study it and... Or what kind of, I mean, the other guys have been there a while, and to him up to speed, I guess, kind of.
I think that's sort of a personal call on your part.
Yeah, some of the things might be is, as we first, I don't know, have a meeting if something is, what are your typical or primary zoning issues that are brought up to the table, learn those.
Yeah.
I mean, there'll always be the ones that somebody has done the research and may challenge the zoning code, but I'm sure that a majority of them are the typical encroachments on property lines that they feel should be allowed for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
might be helpful too between now and the first meeting in January for you to get together with Leslie Brining and Kevin Aller, who are the two people that you probably come in contact with the administration, sort of kind of get their sense of how they like to see things flow at the BZA, some of the issues that come forward. They
That's
would
not a problem.
Be able to tell you that as well. Just call them up.
Yep.
Okay.
It's not a problem.
Okay, good. Well, then we need to have a motion to approve Tom for the BZA appointment.
I'll do that.
I'll second.
Ms. Capolini, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no.
Appreciate it.
I don't know if it's a sentence or a blessing, but
it's all good.
All right. Excellent.
It's all good.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice
thank
meeting you.
You.
Yep, take care.
You're going
to
be great.
I'll talk
thank
to you later.
You.
Yep,
thanks,
take care.
Bye.
Thanks for coming
all right,
over.
You appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, you guys have a good night.
You too.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good Christmas.
Thank you.
You too.
So I'll make Sharon aware and make the mayor aware that we'll vote on these tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the second piece is I'm told by the law director that we, as I mentioned to you, I think in writing, I don't know if we talked to all of us, but they feel that rather than taking the three applications that came in late, and one in particular that, you know, had a procedural error in it, that the best thing to do would be to open it up again, basically a quick application. I think our intention would be that the three people that applied would apply again. I've already gotten notes from two of them asking how to do that and where to get the paperwork and so on. And then close it off on the 28th, I think, which is the Friday before the New Year's holiday. At noon, and that way we would know going into the weekend who we have, and then try to schedule something that either the first week or, well, I think before our regular council meeting, so that first couple of days after the new year, get them in, talk to them, make a choice. Does that work for everybody?
Perfect. Is it already noticed, or
we have to. The point. We have to vote tonight to reopen the search.
Right.
And then they'll notice it tomorrow.
We do.
I do not believe
not
it has to.
Not the whole of council.
I'll find out from Leslie, but my understanding is that we as a committee do.
Well, I move that we do that.
Okay.
And I second. I think that's the perfect solution.
I think Leslie's concern was less litigation, although she said that could be possible, but more setting a precedent. So I think she just wants to
make sense
as we move forward. That's what we're going to do. So all in favor of that, say aye.
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 All opposed, no. Okay. Anything else? Are we all in town on January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th? Okay.
Yeah. Then I have grandkids here. They'll be first.
Of course. We do. You always have a choice to
determine. I'm not sure I'll be here. I might be here, but I might. There's third and fourth.
Might be here in the third and fourth.
I might not be here, but I don't know that for sure yet.
Well,
we do it right before. I don't know when the first meeting is.
It's the next Monday, you know.
Yeah, so right before council.
We could, sure.
And really, the Sage Yard meeting isn't until the last Tuesday of January. So
we could do it in the second one too.
It's not. It wouldn't be.
Okay,
a huge
that's good
deal.
To know. I don't think I understood that.
Yeah, we can beat that.
Well,
sure.
Let's get it started by getting the applications back in again. Okay, thanks for your patience for this whole process. The last meeting we had all together was a little ragged. I apologize for that. I just didn't have it together. But I think we're getting to a good point. So thank you. I'm seeing you at 7, right? We still have a meeting at 7. Okay. Good.
Yep.
In the meantime, we can go over and have a cup of eggnog with the mayor.
And sounds great.
And dinner.
We're adjourned at 5:45. Thank you. Oh.